week is the melacha of seveya, dyeing, coloring. In the Mishkan, the process was that in the long process of preparing the wool or skins to be used for the yiriyos and the curtains, the masach, the pareches, they would make a base of dye, of paint, and then they would put the wool or the skins in it, and therefore it would seep up the color, and you would have your colored, all the colors the Torah says to make. The Yerushalmi actually says something very interesting, that the way they would do it, the Iris Elim Adamim, they would take reeds of sorts and hit the behemoths to bring out a reddish color in the skin. They would then shecht those behemoths, take off the skins right away, and you are left with reddish skin, hence Iris Elim Adamim. It might lead to things we will see later on in the Halacha L'maisa. I see people making faces. It's Tzar Bal Chaim. I hear it. It's Yerushalmi. How the stipler on the paper explains how this is different than Kaisiv. The basic writing you would think should at some point clash with coloring and end up being the same Isser. The stipler explains that writing, you're more just coming to write information down. You punk need to write it somewhere, and you don't have the kayach to do what the Eibishter did of the Mem and the end of Mem and the Samach. I saw someone telling to hang in the Luchais, so you got to put it down on paper. But in essence, all you're trying to do is get information. You're putting it down on the paper. You're not trying to make anything nicer. Whereas Seveya, coloring, you are actually trying to color and enhance the thing that you have, be it a wall, be it a picture that exists in a paper. Simcha Bonim Cohen points out, coming out after the stipler, that even if you're using a marker, if you draw that line, colored line across the paper, that's pretty much kaisiv, but if you then go and shade that line different shades and try to change a little bit, even if you trace over the same thing with a different color, that already beats seveya since you're trying to improve it.
Are you saying that seveya means it has to be improving it by definition?
Yes, then lead to the exceptions of derech lichloch of dirty. We'll get to that. Yes, Bezras Hashem Tzviya Be'oichen Mashkin, we'll hopefully get to. Midaraisa, the parameters of Malacha are coloring to remain permanently, like as was by the Mishkan, and it's actually machlekes if this means past Shabbos or just till the end of Shabbos. Machlekes Rashi Rambam Pashas, we are machmer that a deraisa means even just till the end of Shabbos. Midarabbanan, the parameters become much more broad, perhaps not literal disappearing, but even if it's going to disappear after a short time because you didn't put it on so strongly, or if it's because it'll fade itself, or because you'll be able to get it off pretty easily, that would be also darabanan. Most of the Paiskim say, based on the Chamim in the Mishnah with Rabbi Lezer, that they say that Kaichelis and Paikesis having to do with putting on makeup, which we will hopefully get to. The Chum only say it's also Mishum Shvos. Pashas the Svari is the Paiskim say that Ar Adam, it's not possible to put something there permanently. We're not talking about tattooing on the inside, but on the outside, it's not going to stay there permanently, and therefore it would only be darabanan. What the malacha applies to, the basics would be not yet the halacha maisa, but like we said, improving or enhancing or beautifying, so coloring an existing picture. Or even if there's not something existing, but you have a wall of your house and you're going to, I don't know, paint it blue, you're, again, enhancing that wall. Or like we said in the Mishkan, that you're dyeing the materials or the cloths or even a shetel, so at least that's one day a week we get off from hearing about possibly dyeing the shetels and using money for that. The Rambam does hold that making the paint itself is also usser. I'm not clear about the deraisa darabanan of it, but he definitely says that making the paint itself is as well usser. And thereby it follows that mixing two colors to make a new color paint will also be usser. So the exceptions, as basically both were mentioned, and the exceptions to this malacha are because they're not necessarily running up the same line as tzeveya. Either derech lichloch, dirtying things, let's say you use a tablecloth or a cloth napkin to wipe up a spill. So the Chacham Tzvi holds that it's mutter because you look at the whole napkin, you look at the whole tablecloth, you just ruined it. I don't care that it became colorful in that spot. So he matters it, and there are definitely many who do matter it. In the earlier Achrayim, but Lamaisa, there definitely is a lot of Paiskim, especially Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, that Derech Lichloch is not so gishmak at all, because Azayvi, if someone would take a write sloppily in etch into your table, your nice wood mahogany table, two letters, he would just over Ksiva Midaraisa, whether anyone intended for it or not, but if it comes out, then your Eivor. So too, we look at the spot. You just colored the spot on this napkin. It doesn't make a difference. It's a whole big napkin, a whole big tablecloth. It will be Usser. And Loch Eira, those all the Shabbos Simchas that have all the nice cloth napkins, you have to wonder if this might be problematic if you want to be Machmer like it seems many are for Derech Lechloch. We'll get to throw away later, but it does seem like it's problematic. And especially if it's the same color, let's say you're dealing with blood and you have a red napkin, a red cloth napkin. If you're literally stuck, maybe it would be okay. But the fact that your blood's red and the color of the napkin is red, so you're deepening the color, that would really, really be bad because you're definitely enhancing and making that a nice deeper red. If the cloth napkins are not red and you're stuck, then you really should try to wash it off. But if you're really, really stuck and it's still bleeding, you maybe could use the cloth napkins. The second exception... true, but Melissa, you are trying to soak it up into this thing, and segregation is like nichale.
How could you use a napkin at all? You're always putting some dirt, some color.
So throw away. We'll get too soon. Throw away. We'll get to disposable. We'll get to that soon. But the cloth should seem problematic. Should seem problematic. The Shulchan Aruch and Mishbura themselves do reference to an earlier Sif Yud Ches where he speaks about filtration, Delay Nichale, Darabon and Daraisa, but it does seem that many hold that it really, really could be a problem. Another exception, Tzviya Ba'eichlin, coloring foods. The reason that it might be allowed when you're taking your paprika for your chalent, you're not trying to necessarily make a redder chalent, you are just more trying to put the spice in, and therefore that would be okay. Also, the difference would be that when you're dying in the Mishkan, you're doing it for permanent, to remain. Mashenkin, the food, is going to be consumed very soon. Okay, I don't know. If you go to speak to Reb Tzvi Englund or see about Kali Abishal, I don't know. I don't know this shir is about Tzeveya. You'll have to learn about that. We'll say that for another shir we probably have spoken about already.
It's permanent. I don't need it.
What?
I don't need it. It's permanent.
So it's true, definitely, if you have your if your kids have dried macaroni and they're putting on blue paint, they want to put on some project, that's not what we're talking about just because it's a food item. We're talking about the food that you're going to pashtus eat and is edible, then that would also possibly be exception. Coming out halacha l'maisa, many things end up being asr d'rabbanan, even when they're asr, not necessarily making it to d'oraisa. A lot of things, some places can say yes, some places can say not. Some things I'm just being bossy lawyer that it does sound like some place in hold you should be try to ask your Rav about. Sun tanning, living in North Miami Beach basically the whole year it seems. You definitely can't apply anything to help the suntan come on. After that, as far as the suntanning itself, it does seem that Ma'ikar Adin that it's not usr.
I can't apply something?
You can't apply something, especially if your point is to help the color come on.
What is there you're doing?
I saw Reb Riya bringing down that the fact that it's a grumma doesn't necessarily mean anything, because perhaps the whole tzeveya itself of sticking the wool and just dumping it in the canister, what do they do exactly? It's seeping in on its own. It's grumma. I'm not doing anything. I'm just walking, putting yourself outside?
I have not lived here long enough,
but it does seem like there are special creams to help soak in that sun. So if you're trying to get that color, leave Mimareach. You'll work on the viscosity meter, and you'll work it out. You'll work it out that you'll be able to put on the cream. Pass the cream. You would not be able to apply anything because you are trying to get that color. Putting yourself in the sun itself, it does seem like there's discussion about it. The Menachas Yitzchak does seem to asser it. Especially, he says a lot of things about it could come to not looking Shabbistic. But the sun, you can't say Me'ikar Adin that it's asser. If you have a cute kid or a bad kid and you're coming to either knip him on the cheek or give him a patch and his cheek becomes red, pashtus, that's allowed because you're not being mechavim for the color and it's only temporary. But if you have those in World War II who are walking up to Vienna, Russia to try to make themselves look healthier by pitching themselves on the cheek, or even let's say a lady wasn't wearing makeup and she's trying to, or it's third day Yontif, she's trying to give herself a pinch to try to get some redness, that l'chayra would be a problem. That would get into what was on the paper about the shtita beis ha'ar of the beis ha'shtita, that Rashi said it's basar. The Be'er Halacha to pull away from Tzvi'a Ba'eichon. Gufa brings down that the Arzura learned that Gemara up, learning about that. It didn't go on the meat, but rather the guy in the shop wanted the blood on the skin. That might show that there is Tzvi'a Ba'ar.
Can you embarrass someone to make them turn red?
So if you're being mechavim for the color, really, it could be not. Besides, you're mechavim for color. If you're mechavim for color.
Can I put red punch in a pitcher? Now it's red on the outside.
Oh, so that's not. Same thing. This is in it. This is in it. This is in it. You're bringing forth other color. You're bringing the place can do see this answer. Yes, Ramesha says that you put paper on the table. You haven't changed anything. But if it's inside, you're bringing. You're trying to get color. Okay. Bekitzer, kids, I remember as kids, what's it called? You had suctioning the cup to the face, trying to get some mark to stay. And, you know, everyone look around, whatever. That will probably also go on the same thing, that it might be problematic, especially it does seem like it stays there a long time, especially the kid you do the trick to. Makeup, regular makeup is definitely usur. It's full of oil, water, whatever it's full of. And again, maybe only usur darbona, but putting it on the face, you're definitely again trying to stick there, color it. And definitely enhancing the face. Shabbos makeup, Pashtus, the way Shabbos makeup it seems to be made is that even though it's dry, it does seem to put things in it to pull the oils from the face and then get it to stick like that. Really, really, really could be problematic and should not be used as a regular. If someone was restricted before Shabbos from putting on makeup on Shabbos and they would like to put this on, they should speak to their local rabbi to see if there's room to be mako. Reb Moshe, which was put on the paper, that he's talking about is pretty bavust. Kobin Chel Chesi put something about it, but it seems from all the poskim that what he meant when he's saying putting on powder was basically something like baby powder that it's going to fall off after like 20 minutes, half hour. It almost means nothing, and that's why he allowed it. Reb Shlomo Zalman argued even on that, but it's possible to say that even Ramesha wouldn't have necessarily allowed color powder of that sort, because already you're doing color, even if it's Lizman, because as many say, that coloring, even if it's very temporary, Lamaisa, you do see a lot of malachas that even temporary, doing the malacha for just that little bit would be problematic.
I heard from Rabbi first said that he asked Ramesha, and Ramesha said that this is mutter, about Shabbos makeup.
What Shabbos makeup? I don't think, I find it hard to believe that what they had today, they had in 1986, whenever he was Nifter. I think they've been, I find it hard to believe. It's very shy. I spoke to many places.
You just said you're not sure the moisture is going to matter.
Color powder of baby powder. Color baby powder.
What's that? What's the child makeup?
The Shabbos makeup they sell on the market is this thing that.
It's the same person that asked you, when Moshe was alive.
I hear. Okay. It seems like they've been perfecting it these days, but I hear. Okay.
The point is not to protect it.
What?
They're not trying to protect it.
Because
it loses the whole
Hagufa, they're trying to get. I hear. Lamaisa, moving along. After cleaning strawberries for 6 days, on the seventh day, can you finally eat them? So the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura, and Shaar Tzion spoke about it at length. And seemingly coming out from Shaar Tzion that he says that this, that it gets on the hands and on the lips, that's okay, because it's not the derech, he says, even for women. Seemingly it changed since the times of the Mishabura, and women do put on lipsticks these days, so how exactly would we deal with that Shaar Tzion? Lamaisa, it seems like many places do say it's mutter. They all throw a lot of reasons why. Lamaisa, the Shaar Tzion was in the back of it. Saying this, that only because there's no color, but avada, it is the derech to color, so even though you're doing it this funny way, who says that should be allowed? Lamaisa, many places would say, especially if it's a different color lipstick, it's ruining the lipstick, they are not mechavin for it. But if a lady did not have lipstick on, she is mechavin for the color, l'chaira, that could be a problem. Kids trying to color their tongues with the nash and with the popsicles, and they try to do it fast, to get it blue faster, l'chaira, that could be a problem. Nail polish is...
What?
Again, like we mentioned before, that the coloring lizman might be a problem of and hitting in, yes or not into Drabbanon. Rabbi Ribbit I saw wants to say that the black disappearing ink they give out by the birthday parties to spritz it on someone, that disappears pretty quickly. He says, Tzvia Lizman even, but if it's getting in there, that's a problem. That's a problem. Nail polish is pashas usser, even if it's clear, because you're trying to enhance the nail, even if it's clear. As we mentioned before about derech lichluch, the napkins, tissues, and all the throwaway things are allowed, because that's all. That there's no chashivus to an enhance. There's no enhancing something that you're about to go throw away. I'm not sure if a regular piece of paper, which is something that you would normally enhance and leave around, could be is different. In drinks, the Ben Ishchai explains that the way they used to make the paint was they had some clear base or white base, and then they would put something darker in it in order to see how, whether they want a lighter paint or darker paint. And therefore, Tzviya B'mashkim might be a little more problematic than Oichlim. Pashtus, if you could, you really should switch around the order of all the drinks, whether tea, punch, or anything else. Even though you're not necessarily being mechavim for the color, you should try to put the darker thing first and then the lighter thing. The Rish Kol has a diak from the Mishabura in Shin Yud Ches that the Mishabura does not go ahead and say, just take another cup to get out of Tzviya B'Eichlin. He mentions, sort of, but he doesn't actually go ahead and say that straight out. So it could be that if it would be a tircha, for instance, you already have the lighter thing in your cup, you wouldn't have to waste another cup to try to make the to get the actual hetter. Rather, you'd be able to pour the dark straight in here. There's definitely still makom to be machmir, but Pesach night, where you are trying to get your white wine, because the red wine is too much for you, so you're trying to make that red to at least get the cheirus, you really should be more machmir about that, because you really are trying to just get the color there, even if it adds a little bit of taste, and you should put it into another cup and switch the order. Coloring for a centerpiece, if they're putting food coloring in water, that really could be a problem. That's really already the Shulchan Aruch is basically, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah is really saying that that would be usser. Chreines is mutter to make. You're not being mecham for the color at all. I'm not talking about the lush aspect, but mixing the mayo and the chrein, else the color would be fine, because you're not being mecham for that. You're just trying to get your mayo with your chrein. Mayo and ketchup, same thing. What?
You're not being mecham for this thing, so because
what? Again, because there are heterim stamazay in Tzviya B'Eichlin. The drinks are worse, because that looks like making the paint. That, again, we mentioned at the beginning that the Rambam said is a problem of making a paint. So dealing with water and liquid, that does actually look more like making a paint. And a chanami, no. So the Rish Kol is making a deek that you wouldn't have to use and waste a new cup on that.
No, but if the kid wants dark soda,
in the first place,
that's a problem. Wants the color.
Okay, he wants the color. I hear Lamaisa wants to ask the Paisik about putting yogurt in your, you have white yogurt and you're trying to get the sprinkles on it. Let's try to get your kid to eat it. Lamaisa, that would be okay. I saw as far as some Paisik that it could be Lamaisa. Good, you're trying to get the color so they can eat it, but it's all for the eating. As opposed to, for instance, if you're just doing color in your Pesach wine, you really need that to be red. Could be it's different. Just real quickly, color in the toilet, the cleaning agents, really, really is problematic. If it's your own house, you don't have a sar sigration delay nichale, you really should try to kick that out, and it might be mukta, so don't touch it. Try to kick it out. In someone else's house where it's sigration delay nichale, you try to get it out, I guess, but if you can't, then Mikshum Kavet Abrius, you could flush the toilet. Maybe try to use your elbow as a shinoi.
Into the toilet tank and kicking it out.
From what I've seen, they really are on the side more towards the top. It doesn't look like it's such a problem to get it out. I don't know. Maybe people have different things. Diapers, the companies make that line that switches colors when you get the moisture on it. If you're not being mechavin for it, then it really is okay. But if you're putting it on, could be you should speak, and Bedavka, you need to see how many wet diapers the kid's having or whatever. Again, you're trying, but if you want to see that the kid had what's called, so what's telling you that it changed? The line.
You're setting it up.
A sippy cup that changes colors based on temperatures, or a plastic spoon change that the kid's spoon that changes temperatures. Okay, pastas, that's okay. It's changing back and forth. That would have to do with also the sunglasses that I don't really... A lot of times it seems like they don't get clear right away when people come into the room. But Ramesha says a lot. Ramesha has svar stimata, others have svar stimata, that the changing color glasses from sunglasses to regular are mutter. It's changing back and forth rapidly. You're not mechavim for it to stay. It works in both ways. Based on that, the place Shlomo Zalman handles whether it should be mutter, the thermometer that goes on the forehead, there you are being mechavim for the color to come out. Could be this makom to be mekel when someone is sick. Anyone dealing with their esregim, putting in your apples, l'chayr, it's okay. You're just trying to ripen it, and it would be okay.
Shnayach.